This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
All aboard! Hey, Riddle Riddle! Collecting tickets for Hey, Riddle Riddle! All aboard!
Oh, sweetie, look at this young girl. She's collecting tickets. What do you have so far?
Well, if you want to get on this train, I'm collecting tickets.
Addle. Give the girl some of your tickets. She's collecting them. You don't need so many. You have so many blessings, my boy.
All right, so this is Beatles at Shea Stadium, 1965.
Incredible.
Very special one.
Hey, Adam. Huh? Come on, man, not the good ones. What are you doing?
Oh, I'm joking. Rip.
Those are going to pay for your college, my dear boy.
Riff in half. This one is a golden ticket. Now, this gets you one free tour of the Wonka factory with
incredible William snatches out of your hand.
Okay, incredible snatches. You've seen the movie. This is a ticket to Incredible Snatches, an unreleased horror film.
It's one of Guy Ritchie's best. Don't give her a ticket to unreleased snatches. What are you doing?
Well, Brad Pitt famously played a... Well, I don't want to say it.
No, yes.
That's filthy.
These are cool enough tickets to get you two spots on the train to Hey, Riddle, Riddle. Are you interested? Oh, do you hear that train noise? It's pulling out of the station. Better decide quick.
We were on our way to my dad's funeral, but I guess we could do a Hey, Riddle, Riddle. That sounds interesting.
Funeral. JPC, funeral.
Yes, we were going to make it funeral.
And there's funeral cake. What else? Young lady, where are you going?
Well, to Hey, Riddle, Riddle, of course. That's why I'm standing on this train.
Of course. I don't know if that's a horse situation.
The side of this train, it says Hey, Riddle, Riddle. I am technically on the train collecting tickets.
Are you a ghost?
Miss Elitist? Well, me and my friend can't read, so I guess you just wormed that one out of us. We're illiterate. Is that what you wanted to know?
I thought this would be a simple concept. It turned out to not be as simple as I thought. You want to go? Oh, the train's moving. You're coming?
I'll run alongside of it.
Oh, yeah, I can outrun a train. No problem. Side split. Side split.
Goodbye.
We'll see you later. Goodbye. Wow.
Aaron walks up to Adel and JPC eating popcorn. Hey, guys.
Aaron, you just missed the coolest woman in the world.
Dang it.
Yeah. There was a train and everything. And Aaron, the best part, she could read.
Aw, man, I would have loved that.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, guys?
Oh, well, I'm Adel Rafai.
I'm JPC.
And I'm Aaron. Do you think that we'll ever have to record a last episode of Hey, Riddle, Riddle? Or do you think we'll go forever?
Yeah.
Yes.
But Aaron, if it helps, I don't think we'll know it's our last one.
Yeah. That is my hope. My hope is that we don't know that it's the last one that we are recording.
I'll be like, hey, can we kind of stockpile some episodes? Because I'm going on the Titanic 2. Gemini found this very cheap flight. It's a big boat in the air.
Well, more likely we'll all just be like hanging out, and then someone will be like, hey, Casey moved to Mexico. And we're like, well, how do we do the thing? And they're like, I don't know. He's gone. We're like, and just no more episodes.
He had all the Howard Dean Scream samples in the world. And we'll be like, we're ruined. We literally cannot do the show.
All right. Well, that makes me feel sad then that you think this is ever going to stop.
Aaron, what is the saddest you've ever been in your life?
Oh, my God.
Well, in right now, way. Probably.
Oh, can I tell you? Can I tell you? I do have a story about saddest I've ever been in my life in a
yes,
fun
please.
Way. It's not really saddest I've ever been in my life, but this is recent. So, we went to a restaurant, and I'm not going to name them because it doesn't matter, but it is one of my favorite restaurants, and we got it's Olive Garden. And we got some pickup food. It's a local Chicago place, and we drove back to the house. And opened it up, and one of the things that I got had a side of steamed vegetables. And I've had the side of steamed vegetables from this place before, and I opened it up, and it was all carrots. It was 100% all carrots, but then it also had it mixed in with the carrots. You know, like the pieces of broccoli that like aren't actually pieces of broccoli, but it's like enough of a little thing
the
of broccoli
stems?
That you... It's not stems. It's like a little broccoli sprout. So that you can see that broccoli was present here at some point, but this is not broccoli. It was all carrots with those little tiny pieces of broccoli.
That was a big thing during World War II, I think. Broccoli was here. People would spray paint it on walls. Mm-hmm. It'd be a little piece of broccoli peeking over a wall.
Yes, yes. Yes, so you understand.
So what is the ideal, as a vegetarian?
Yeah.
I mean, you're a vegetarian. I'm not. As a vegetarian, you, JPC, what would be the ideal...
I'm so confused.
What would be the ideal steamed vegetable mix?
Well, so the ideal, I think, is a mix, right? Like, I opened this up. I see all carrots, and I think, like... At that point, it's not steamed vegetables. At that point, it's steamed carrots. Like,
oops, all carrots.
You've broken a promise to me, and you've given me oops, all carrots. So anyway, I think that's funny. I laugh about it. I put the carrots on like a plate from the to-go box, and then there's just like a big piece of plastic bag that's also like in with the carrots.
Oh.
It truly looks like a condom. Like worth of plastic and that shape, and I was like, oh, this is not only was it all carrots, but there was like a plastic bag in it, which is pretty gross.
And
even
this
though
this is the saddest you've ever been.
it was pretty obvious that whatever the bag that they had the mixed vegetables in, this was just like a corner of it that had like gotten, you know, mixed into the cooked vegetables.
Condoms
whatever.
Full of plastic. If I found 3 inches of plastic in my food, I would be so bummed. Why are you laughing?
No
I would
reason.
Say, as a non-vegetarian, I would say snow peas or sugar snap peas. That's got my number one. If I'm getting the steamed vegetable medley, I'm looking forward to the sugar snap peas.
That's what you want.
Peas. Yes, those are the number one, in my opinion.
I definitely don't want mushrooms because I'm not a mushroom guy. But I think my least favorite would probably be like baby bok choy. Don't leave those out of my mixed vegetables.
Can I give you a hypothetical?
Well, yeah, but can I finish my story?
Oh, there's more?
So I was like, well, I'm not going to eat this now because obviously there's like a piece of plastic bag in it. But like, I don't want to be like a dick about it. But I was like, I'll just call the restaurant and see if they can just like whatever comp like the meal. And I did. And the restaurant was very like apologetic and they were very cool about it. And they just were like, yeah, we'll like refund you for that thing. But as I'm calling Mariah, who was also eating, there was other stuff besides the mixed vegetables. She was like taking bites off my plate. She took a carrot. I took a bite of the carrot and put it in her mouth. And I go, that was the thing with the plastic bag in it. Like that we just talked about. And she spit it out of her mouth. And she was like, I forgot. And I was like, I'm on the phone with the restaurant. We had just talked about it.
Oh, no. So this is the saddest Mariah's ever been.
Before I did find the piece of plastic bag, I did have like 4 or 5 of those carrots. So I did eat some plastic bag carrots. Not the saddest I've ever been, but still kind of weird, kind of gross.
Yeah. Well,
sounds
show's canceled.
Gross.
Aaron,
no,
this was our
you
last
guys,
episode.
This is what I mean, though. I wish you... That was a test, and you guys were supposed to go, no, Aaron, we're going to do this show forever. There's no reason to be sad. But that's not what you said. You both laughed and said, of course.
Well, it's kind of like you asking, like, you know, do you think we're going to die one day? It's like, well, of course. Like, I'm under
Wait,
no
what?
Illusion that I'm going to...
What?
Oh, no.
Oh my God. Looks at myself in mirror.
Oh my God.
You know who's not going to die anytime soon is this guy because I got my my Omicron booster. I got like the new hotness, the new COVID booster like 2 days ago. And I got to tell you, feel great. Did take a nap today for like 4 hours. But other than that, feel fucking fantastic. So,
I'm getting mine next week. I'm a little bit nervous because it always sort of knocks me off my feet.
Yeah, Aaron, it was about 24 hours of getting knocked off my feet, I would say.
Aaron, I got to say, and I mean this in the nicest way, I think in the last 2 years, you've had COVID more often than you haven't had COVID.
Thank Thank you.
Wow, he noticed something about you.
Wow, that's really sweet.
Someone's paying attention.
Yeah, I just have a personality that's sort of just like Beth from Little Women. I look sick all the time. I act sick all the time. I just have that vibe. But I've only had COVID twice, I think. Yeah.
Aaron, do you already have your appointment?
Yes.
Okay.
And Aaron, it's pronounced Dungeons and Daddies.
Oh,
Beth,
yes.
From Dungeons and Daddies.
Well, so I when Mariah and I got appointments same weekend but separate times, and when she made hers, that was like the last time that day. So I got an appointment at a Walgreens at 8:15 p.m. on a Sunday night. And I was like, for sure that this isn't a real appointment. I'm going to get in there. They're going to be like, what? The person who does that went home hours ago. Like, you get the fuck out of here. But it was actually the best because I went in at like 8 o'clock and I was out by like 8:05 because there was no one in there. They were like, "Yeah, we'll give you your fucking vaccine, sure." And I did COVID shot in one arm, flu shot in the other, and I was told by Mariah, I was like, "I'm gonna test like which one I feel like I have more of a reaction." Couldn't tell the difference. The exact same. And both of them were a needle in my arm.
Can I tell you two the saddest I've ever been?
Yeah.
I was driving. This was maybe...
And obviously Casey bleeped this out.
Yeah, bleeped this whole thing out. One long bleep. Make it sound like a weather warning.
Casey says this has Patreon energy, which is simultaneously the biggest insult and biggest compliment.
No, it's a compliment. Patreon's better.
Maybe like eight or 9 years ago, I can't remember when, I was driving, and as I was driving, and it was kind of stormy, it was kind of raining, it was later at night, I saw a woman on the side of the road dressed in prom attire, and she had her thumb out, she was hitchhiking. And so I picked her up, and she got in the car, and she had kind of this pale look to her, and a scarf around her neck. And as we were driving, I was like, hey, like, are you okay? Like, where can I take you? And she's like, drive to the old high school. And I was like,
never,
high school.
Never ask a woman, where can I take you?
Yeah. She seemed upset. So I started driving her, and, you know, clearly she was going to prom. So I drove her to the old high school, and that high school hadn't been in operation, I don't know, in 30, 40 years. And so as we're driving, we're coming up on a cemetery, and as we pass
and
the cemetery...
Adel, before you keep going, just remember that you promised me you'd never lie to me again. But keep going.
And then I was so hungry.
Woke up. It's not a lie if this is a dream.
My pants.
Yes, there you go. There you go. This was a dream. It's not a lie. This was a thing that happened. You a sad dream.
And as we passed the cemetery, the young woman said, look, a cemetery. And I was like, And I was kind of rolling my eyes because I'm like, that's not an interesting fact.
So
and I drop her off at the school and she goes, oh, shit, this is the wrong high school. And I said, well, I got to get going. And I felt so bad for her because she clearly went to the wrong prom. But, you know, that shit happens. Anyway, we should get into some riddles.
You try to do a good deed for someone and that's exactly what you get, you know? Unbelievable. Millennials.
As Elphaba once sang, Unlimited. No good deed goes unpunished. That's what I meant to say.
Is Elphaba once saying,
What kind of car is that?
Okay, let's do riddles, because you're right. This isn't a Patreon episode. We have to be serious.
I don't know. What gets sharper the more you use it?
Your noodle, your noggin, your brain.
Your brain.
Well, it's a brain.
Brain, final answer. Final answer, Rebus.
What
Brame.
Is a Brame?
I do want to see a scene.
$1 million question. Brame.
I do want to see a scene. JPC, you are famed English author Bram Stoker.
Okay.
I assume he was English.
Sure. It's an English-ass name.
Aaron, this is like a kind of a writer's retreat. And Aaron, you are Bram Stoker. Mm-hmm. And there's been some sort of mix-up at the writer's retreat with name tags.
No, this is simply unacceptable. Sir, front deskman. This is simply unacceptable.
Sir.
First,
Sir, front deskman.
No, I'm saying sir as politely as I can. Sir.
Not as polite as me. Sir.
No. Sir.
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 and I bend down and go, sir, and I take my hat off, sir,
and I do a little curtsy and I go, oh, sir,
I empty out my pockets.
My name tag.
It's just the white parts of my pockets that come out of my pants, and I say, sir,
I'm doing a little shrug like a baby, and then I go, sir. You're wearing my name tag.
I fumble for my phone. I don't know how to unlock the phone. I hold the phone out to you. Sir? Sir?
I'm your name tag. First, I was not able to access my room upon attending this conference, and now I'm being accosted by this vagabond at the front desk's desk.
Oh, excuse me. I am a far more fancier man than you. Why would I grab the wrong name tag? This is mine. Oh my gosh. There's either a typo on my name tag or we have similar names.
I see the misunderstanding now, looking at the name tag of my name spelling upon your chest. My name is Bram Stoker. B. R. No, hold on.
And you're a writer professionally?
I'm not an editor.
Oh, gotcha.
Bazoink.
Bazoinks.
Bazoinks. B-A-R, there's an H in there somewhere, and then an A, and then of course there's an M. I'm Bram Stoker.
Ah, and I'm Bram Sticker. What was it?
That's what that is what you have written on your hand.
Yes, I'm looking at
crayon.
The man at the front desk. Sir, what's my name?
Sir?
Ooh. Sir?
Your name? One moment. Hey, Mary, it's me, your cousin, Marvin Shelley. You know that new monster book you've been looking for? Well, listen to this.
Sir.
Wow, it's so fun to find like the origin of a story inside of a scene. Pretty cool.
Learning can be fun.
Have you guys ever tried to read
no.
Mary
yeah.
Shelley's?
Never.
Once. Never again.
I should have known where that question was leading.
I don't think I have.
I don't recommend it. It's pretty boring. Old books from a long time ago are pretty boring a lot of the times.
That's redundant.
It's
old
tough.
Books from a long time ago.
It's tough. Yeah. I'd just rather see, you know, what the new Marvel movie's all about. Let's see what Ant-Man's take on this thing is.
I heard they made a book out of Ant-Man.
No way. Must
it's
see.
It's a bunch of little panels. I don't know. The musical involves some great dancing by a group of actors that had been friends and
wait, did we get the answer to that one? Was it Brain?
It was fucking Bram.
Bram. Oh, we were right. Bram. It was Bram. Okay, we're ready for the next one. Sorry.
I don't know. The musical involves some great dancing by a group of actors that had been friends and performers for years. By the end of her second week, Java was still a part of the cast, but she was no longer included in the show. Why?
Okay. And her name is Java?
J-A-V-A. Java? Java?
Java.
She broke her ankle.
Aaron.
Whoa. Did Aaron get it?
You are dead on.
Really?
No.
But there's something to it. There's something more to it.
She broke her ankle dancing.
She broke her ankles,
waving at her friends in the show.
Dear Evan Hansen.
Okay, so can you read the riddle one
Kicking
more time?
Kicking through a window. The musical involves some great dancing by a group of actors that had been friends and performers for years. By the end of her second week, Java was still a part of the cast, but she was no longer included in the show.
Because she's an actor, not a dancer, so she's not very good at dancing, so she broke her legs. Tell me I'm wrong.
Was she like the lead dancer, but then she broke her ankle and then they were like, I guess you can be the stage manager? And they were like, the stage manager? The job that we basically don't even need to have?
Hey, the rest of us cast are going home. Can you sit here and manage the stage?
Yeah, right?
Make sure it's watered.
Make sure the stage is here on time, stage manager. I think that, hey, Riddle listeners, it's like 90% former stage managers. So I know that people are going to come at me for that.
I know, but it's true.
It truly is.
Energy. It's a lot of people in black shirts and black
with
pants.
With burnout and anxiety.
Uh-huh. And who for eight weeks out of the year are just need that control. They need to be able to yell at someone to be like, hey Josh, we're rehearsing right now.
Can I roast our listeners really quick?
Please. Yes,
hey,
please.
Listeners, how's your addiction to colorful pens going? Why don't you buy some new stationery? Yeah, that's right. Howard Dean Scream. You organized motherfuckers.
Do you need more stickers for your water bottle?
Yeah. And if you're one of these listeners who's sitting here all high and mighty being like, yeah, get them, roast these stage managers. I'm looking at you, prop master. You're just as culpable in all of this with your all black attire standing next to your little table, the lord of the little table.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and obviously, guys, this is a takes one to know one situation. We know because we are you.
Yes, I'm a bit of a prop master. I'm basically a Midwest carrot top.
Did you guys do any stage crew or stagecraft or whatever it was called in high school?
Oh, yeah. I didn't do it in high school. I was too busy being the lead.
I was Robin Hood
and the musical. No big deal.
I was Hook in a little thing called Peter Pan.
A sensation.
Kiwani High School Times called me a sensation.
They had to whisper.
I did in college as a theater major. We had to spend time doing a little bit of everything just so you're well-rounded. So I had to do costumes. I had to do lighting. I had to learn about stage managing, but I don't know if I actually did it.
Had to stage manage anything.
Because I was always in a show every semester, so I don't think they ever made you like be a stage manager, but I did costumes and lighting for a dance recital and for something else that was non-acting. How about you two?
I did stage crew for all the musicals in high school because I never sang in the musicals. So I did all the plays and then did crew for the musicals. And I think mostly what I did was like build sets and stuff and then have someone else come by and be like, you built the stair up that upside down. Like everyone else is building a huge set and you're working on one step for 4 months and you fuck it up continuously. But then I would be like one of the people who would dress in all black and like move the props on stage during the, you know, blackouts.
Oh, yeah.
But I was never like a stage manager or anything. That was the people who were serious about crew. And I was the person they were like, look, you're a fucking actor. You don't need to be here.
I could easily see a young JBC being told, oh, you built this stair upside down, and you going, well, at some point they have to go downstairs. And then being like, JPC.
I remember vividly having to rebuild a stair 3 times, and finally the director was like, you keep doing this wrong. And I was like, yeah, man, because I don't know how to build a fucking stair. You told me to do something I don't know how to do.
I did so much crew during college. Well, most of the crew I did was like costume crews.
Yeah.
Like I was people's dressers, like on the actual day of the show. And then
it's like a bureau.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like from Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah. It was like the bureau. I was like, la, la, la. Like from like the bureau. And I dressed Nancy Bell in Macbeth. Like she was like a dream to work with. But I was on a set building crew, I think I've told this before, for Three Penny Opera, which they basically were like, you know what? It should be a big wood set that takes 8 billion years to build.
Yeah.
And it was my first crew. Oh, so bad. That crew was so bad. But I was the only other friend I had on the crew was Jimmy Betts. And we had to learn how to weld. And we had to be there for 3 hours every day for like 4 months. And there was one Saturday that they made us come in. So we're like so burnt out and tired. We're there every day. And we were there for 4 hours and they're like, okay, build this ladder. And we tried for 4 hours and we're like, this doesn't make sense. We're so confused. And then they came in and they're like, oh my God, we gave you the wrong measurements. Sorry to waste your whole Saturday.
That sounds like a elaborate prank. Also, I got to say.
And yeah.
Funny name, but I bet anytime your friend goes to Las Vegas, he has comped everything.
Hotels, I know he has drinks, a cool. Food. He's got a cool name.
Hey, Jimmy Betts isn't there.
He's the gentlest soul. He's like a little lamb of a guy, and he burst into tears and threw a hammer at a wall.
Holy shit!
And guess what I did? I burst into tears and we hugged each other on the floor because we were like, "This crew is prison." Kathleen Turner, you know the actress, was in a show
Jessica
at the
Rabbit?
St. Louis Repertory Theater while I was on the Three Penny Opera crew. And she kept, she was walking backstage while we were building it. And she was like, what is this for? What are you guys doing? And we're like, it's Three Penny Opera. And she's like, oh, okay. Yeah, it was weird. And
she wanted
just
someone
like,
to notice
she kept forgetting every time she'd walk by and be like, what are you guys doing? And we're like, still three penny opera, Kathleen Turner. Check back in.
It's been 4 years. Yeah. You're still doing it? It's been 4 years. What are you doing?
God bless actors, and they work very hard, and they're very good and talented and lovely. But man, crew works so much harder than them.
Crew works so much harder.
No oh, one yeah. works harder than stage managers. They're 100%. Angels.
I will say that also, no one, from being an actor and being involved in the crew, I remember the first show that I crewed, we were, you know, building the stage, and there was a guy named Chris who was a friend of all of ours, but we had one of those industrial, like, things of, like, not saran wrap, but, like a shrink wrap or whatever, mm-hmm. and we thought it would be very funny to shrink wrap Chris's car closed so that he couldn't get into his car, and we did it. It was very funny. We trashed his car, he was very mad, and he said, "I will get revenge on all of you." We're all, ha, 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 and I'm, like, there for the ride. I'm like, ha, ha, this is fun as well, and then the first person that they got revenge on was a kid named Colin. And Colin was carrying in his hand four buckets of paint, and he was carrying them like on the stage to somewhere. And Chris hit him in the nuts so hard, and Colin folded down on the ground, but he couldn't spill these open things of paint that he was carrying. So we just watched him like fold onto the ground, like slowly, while the paint like dripped into the ground. And we all watched in horror because we all knew we were next. And we were like, if that's how he got Colin, like no one slept a wink for the rest of the time that crew was in session.
That's so funny.
Lesson learned. To backtrack slightly, Aaron, you made a joke about being a singing dresser saying la 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 la.
Oh, yes.
I do want to see a scene.
Oh, good.
This is kind of like a Beauty and the Beast situation, like you said, JPC. So, JPC, you are the beast. You're the titular beast in the castle. And your castle is magical, but it's magical because you have one dresser that talks.
Okay.
It's never a person or anything. It's just you have one dresser that talks and that's it.
God damn it. I broke all of my clothes again. God damn it.
Good morning.
I'll be naked. Don't open the door. Beast, don't go in there. Just be naked today. It doesn't... You don't need...
Swings open door. Good morning.
Good morning, dresser.
How about this? Throw something on your this.
No,
a sun hat.
No, I don't. Thank you. I don't want to wear a big floppy dress and a sun hat today, dresser. Thank you very much. It's not really
beast,
something.
Beast, take me to town today.
No, now. Dresser, we did that. We did that one time, and what did you do?
I made everyone scream in horror.
Yes.
But I just wanted to go out to dinner.
little boy peeking in the window.
I told you he fucks that dresser. She said, take me to town. And he said, we've done that.
Look, okay, I thought me going into town was going to create such an uproar because obviously I'm a, you know, big beast that lives in this, you know, manor house all by myself. But no, people were just enthralled by the singing cabinet because we tried to go for a nice dinner and you just couldn't stop singing.
Who, me?
Yes,
la,
you
la,
know.
La,
no.
La.
Can I just get some pants and a cape? Because I have a huge day of... I have to scowl around and, you know...
Yes, of course, but first, what are we? Like, what? How would you define our relationship?
Oh, I mean, we're having fun, right? I mean, you know, it's just like fun in the house thing. It's not like fun, like, I don't think that we're like, you know, we're not the type of, you know, whatever. I don't want to say couple, but we're
I
not like a going
in a canoe
out.
While you paddled it, and I want to feed the ducks.
Kicks in door. You there, beast. It's time to die. It's me, Gastoon.
Oh, God.
The local buff man.
Ooh. Yeah, Gastoon, actually, you know what?
Big Flex rips my shirt, pulls off pants, Chippendale dance. Magic Mike, Magic Mike, Magic Mike.
Cabinet, did you hire another stripper? Did you hire another?
It's someone's birthday.
No, I promise you it's not.
No one strips like
Gastoon.
And snap! Snap that neck. All right, well now I'm going to need more clothes because I have to bury another stripper. I can't believe you keep doing this.
Another secret we share between us.
It doesn't bond
us.
It
brings us closer.
I think I have depression.
I love that at the start of that scene, it was basically Brian Cox as the beast.
Fuck off, Siobhan. God damn it. Roy Star. You want to know where you're from, Wolverine?
And I have a question for the group. Am I okay, or am I mid-nervous breakdown?
Aaron, we're all mid-nervous breakdown.
Great. Well, I feel better.
Yeah, and that's my favorite strain of weed.
I have a question for y'all. The musical involves some great dancing by a group of actors that had been friends and performers for years. By the end of her second week, Java was still part of the cast. She was no longer included in the show, though.
Why? Oh, because she's in a cast. She broke her leg and she's wearing a cast, so she's part of the cast.
The cast she was a part of was on her leg, and her broken leg made performing impossible.
I would like to see a scene.
Uh-oh. Yeah.
You two are in some play, and one of you has you can decide which one, and one of you has a broken leg, and it's really affecting the performance.
Father, I'm home. I'm home from the war, and I just want to see you. I just want to see you be happy. You haven't been a happy salesman since I don't know when. And even though my name is Happy, I haven't been happy. I haven't been happy in years.
If I were a rich man.
Oh. Jeff, careful.
Hmm?
You shouldn't be dancing on the roof.
No, this is a production of Fiddler on the Ground, obviously. We had to make some changes. So it's gonna be Fiddler on the Ground.
No, I'm in the cast. I understand.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying, be careful because it looked like you were climbing up on the roof.
Honey, are they breaking the fourth wall? I can hear them talking to each other.
Ma'am, excuse me, ma'am.
Hey, you're out.
Hi.
Kick her ass out.
What the?
I play Happy because we're the actors.
Aw, man.
Yeah, dumbass. When you go to a play, the people on stage are supposed to be talking, not the people who are on too much Valium in the fucking audience. Not that person.
If you would have commented...
At least I don't have to watch Fiddler on the Ground. That's nothing. The metaphor is that the fiddler's on the roof and he's playing his music, his cultural music, in a place that is tricky where he could fall and he could hurt himself. The metaphor
all music
doesn't
is
work.
Cultural.
He's on the ground, motherfuckers. Fuck
all
you,
music
fuck
is cultural.
You, fuck you.
Oh, Lewis, I didn't know we had a dramaturg in the audience.
Yeah, someone, dramaturd.
Yeah, more like dramaturd, ma'am. Say, ma'am, dramaturd.
Ma'am, get back here. We're
what?
Dressing
ma'am?
You down. We're
more
dressing
like
you
drama-turd.
Down.
Dramaturd.
Do
hey, everyone,
the show.
Can we get a round of applause for the crew?
Heroes.
Hardest working crew in America.
Absolute heroes. The crew is absolute heroes.
But just America.
That woman's not clapping. I saw that
Do
woman not
the
clapping.
Show. Do the show and I'll clap.
We are doing
we
the show.
We were doing the show.
We were doing the show.
If you would have screamed at us in character, you would have been protected by state law. Because state law says
tradition,
in a theater.
Tradition.
Fuck.
She's got us.
She's
That's
got
state
us.
Law.
Who days at night must scramble for a living, feed their wife and children.
Let me escort her on stage.
Okay, she's on stage.
Right this way. Right this way.
You know what? It's fine.
Final word at home.
It's okay.
You know, we're going to. we'll put her on stage. We'll trap her on stage with the laser wolf.
The what?
The laser wolf. Good luck beating the laser wolf. Dumbass.
Of course, Laser Wolf is Nick Offerman's production company.
Oh, Laser Wolf.
I remember we did Fiddler on the Roof in high school, and my buddy Pete got cast as Laser Wolf, and I was not familiar with the play at all. And I was like, oh, Pete, they made up a part for you. Laser Wolf is not, there's no such,
that's nothing. They
that's
feel bad
nothing,
for you.
Buddy. That's
You're basically
nothing.
Tree number two.
Laser Wolf.
Laser Wolf.
That was a great, every production of Fiddler on the Roof is a gregarious senior. They go, he's not the best singer, but he's really charismatic. Make him Laser Wolf.
Well, speaking of Laser Wolf, why don't we laser our wolves on over to an ad break, and we'll be right back with more Hey Riddle Riddle.
GPC Adel, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my Aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from... not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy. Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an Aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an Aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love Aura frames. And Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit in the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? It doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, it's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave. Addle, speaking of Laser Wolf, you know what I just got back from?
Meow Wolf?
Meow Wolf.
Laser Tag?
Laser. I played Laser Tag at Meow Wolf. They did ask me to leave. They said this is not part of the experience. You have to go.
Oh. Where did you get back from?
Meow Wolf. In
you
Santa
did.
Fe. Yes.
You were in Santa Fe?
I was in Santa Fe. And
did you open up a restaurant?
I had the time of my life.
Did you like it?
The restaurant? No. I was expecting more of like a Tex-Mex thing, and it was a little too much Tex, not enough Mex.
I'm so excited. Santa Fe is truly one of my favorite places on earth. Why were you there? What'd you do? Tell me all about it.
I went to Albuquerque to go to the... I think it's the world's largest hot air balloon festival.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
That's where you and Mariah were on that business trip. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Before we were dating, we went on a business trip when we worked at the same company together to, I think it was like a resort in Albuquerque or Santa Fe. I think we flew into the Albuquerque airport, but it's all like very similar over there. I think it's about an hour away.
I remember as a kid watching Looney Tunes, and Bugs Bunny would always be like, taking a train to Albuquerque, or Kalamazoo, or Cucamonga. And I was always like, these are clearly made up little towns. He's clearly just saying sounds. And then I grew up and realized, oh, these are all real places that sound insane.
Well, what solidified it for me was the Weird Al song, Albuquerque, which...
Oh, that's right.
That was one where I was like, oh, I guess it is a real place.
Do you have any bear claws? We're out of bear claws. That's Gemma's favorite Weird Al song. So
my buddy saw Weird Al play that song live last
you.
Year.
Sorry.
Blood. Oh, blood's everywhere.
Hold on. No, Aaron needs attention. Aaron. Very
no,
pretty. I like your headband.
It was driving me insane that I couldn't get that sneeze out, and then it really hurt by the time it Doesn't matter. Keep talking.
Did it hurt when you sneezed so loud just then?
10th Avenue sneeze out.
So your friend went and saw Weird Al.
Oh yeah, he played Albuquerque, and he said he did a very fun bit where Albuquerque's like a 12-minute like song. It's like a very long song.
Yeah.
He did a bit where he's like talking to the audience, and then he like Weird Al like he's like, "Well, I lost track of where I was in the song. I'll just start again." And then he said he did like the first 4 minutes of the song again, and then stopped and was like, "I just remembered where I was," and then skipped to the part of
that's
the song.
That's fucking incredible.
I was like, "That is such a funny bit. You that's take a 12-minute song and turn it into a 20-minute live piece. That's very funny."
What's great is I always thought it was a Weird Al original. I can't remember the name of the song, but there's a song that he's parodying, and it is insane. I'll send you the song.
Wait, what?
That's a parody
song.
Albuquerque.
It's not a,
it's like
not
Jim's
like
Automotive
an actual,
or something. It's some sort of, yeah.
It's not an actual parody, but it's like, I can't remember what the term for that is, because like parody is like when he does like a,
White
Amish
nerdy?
Paradise
yeah.
versus like Gangster's Paradise.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, some sort of like homage. Uh-oh, Casey's typing, so Casey might know.
Style parody?
A style parody is what it's called. Yep, that's the technical term.
But the song is insane. You gotta listen. They're both insane. So JPC, I'm absolutely dying out of curiosity. You went to Meow Wolf.
Mm-hmm.
What did you think?
I loved it. Had a great time.
Isn't it so cool?
Yeah.
Did you get your burrito Christmas style?
I got my burrito Christmas style, which is when they put a little French fries, Santa Fe French fries, Mission Christmas style.
That's what George W. Bush put across that naval ship. Mission Christmas style.
Mission Christmas style. What would the world have been if he had had a big banner that said Mission Christmas style on that ship?
Mission and Christmas. Well, let's get into another riddle here. I don't know.
You said Mission of Christmas and then transitioned into a riddle. That was heroic. That was amazing.
Our next live show, can I pull a cord that drops a huge banner that just says Mission of Christmas?
Yes.
The thing about things like that is like, God, it would be so worth it to do that bit, but it would take so much effort. I remember when I was much younger. I mean, Adel, probably the same thing with you. Christmas wrapped the whole person's like apartment.
Oh,
I had such an energy and thirst for doing like elaborate bits, and now in my 30s, I'm like, ha, fun idea. Let's think about it for a second.
Yeah,
and let's move on. Let's name the episode Mission of Christmas and move on. We never had to do that.
At a certain age, you get to a point where you just text people and you're like, should we do this? And you toss out an idea and they go, yeah. And you go like, yeah, we should. And then you don't talk to that person for 2 years.
You can just, by the time you're 30, you can just text your friend going out to dinner. And that's the same as going out to dinner with your friend.
Yeah,
you just think
exactly.
About how it would go.
We should have dinner sometime soon. Having fun is a young person's game.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
Just this morning, I said to Sean, it's almost Christmas. And he said, you need to get a grip. Because
well, you're on the ledge of your...
Oh, I just love Christmas so much. I've been sending him Christmas TikTok since about May, going like, let's get ready to Christmas.
Jock Jam's Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The only thing that makes me feel anything is decorating my house for Christmas every year. So, can't wait.
Aaron, who is doing Christmas TikToks in May? Like, are these old Christmas TikToks?
Soulmates.
Yeah, a person with the other parasite in their brain.
Yeah, other people with clinical depression. Thank you for asking. Yeah, they're like, pick your Christmas vibe this year. And then we'll just show a bunch of different Christmas vibes. Actually, this is not a safe space to share this. I'm realizing that this is not the group of people I can tell about that corner.
I'd cut it out, Aaron, but we need the content.
We need it. Aaron, it has to stay
whatever,
in.
Whatever.
Speaking of bits that we won't do anything with, the other day I texted Mariah, the Stanley Tucci Institute of Tuchinology, and I said, I don't know what this is, but here it is. Free idea for the world. I told Aaron
Mission
about it too.
Mission of Christmas.
The Tooch.
Mission of Christmas.
The Tooch.
The Tooch. I love Stanley
Tucci. Oh, GPC. So I sent GPC a pan, like a skillet, and I got a picture.
By the way, I made a big skillet cookie in that last night.
And you sent me a picture. It looked fucking delicious. It made me like go like, oh my God, it looked so good. Well, how do you make a skillet cookie?
So it's basically you just make like cookie dough and then put it into a skillet. But it was one of those things where I came upstairs and I was like, Mariah, can we make a skillet cookie? And we're like, let's go into the kitchen and see if we have all the stuff. And we did. We had, it was like, you know, flour, sugar, brown sugar, butter, vanilla, an egg, and you in chocolate chips, and you just kind of whip that dough up into a cookie dough.
Also heat and time.
And baking soda. I'm going to get roasted in the comments for not including the baking soda. Yes, and heat. Yeah, especially heat.
The only groceries I have are cut up cucumber, old pepper jack cheese, and caramel koalas. That's the only thing in my refrigerator right now. But good for you having all those ingredients.
Does anybody want one of my famous pepper jack koala cookies? No, please. I'm still finishing my first one from last year.
Yeah, no. We're just moving it around the plate with a fork. We're like, it's so good. I can't believe how long it's taking me.
Don't forget to dunk them in Powerade. Question. No, I'm good.
Do you put any? Do you have like cucumbers as a snack? And if so, do you put anything on them? A special something?
I don't have cucumbers as a snack. I won't go buy a cucumber. Cucumber's one of those vegetables that is just not super. It's like celery to me. It's like not super interesting.
I used to have cucumber as a snack. I chop them into little rounds. But ever since I discovered Himeka, I just grab Himeka instead of cucumber. Mm. It's a more crunchy, delicious snack.
Himeka is like a gin, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah, I just drink gin instead of eating cucumber.
It's my Mad Men diet.
I buy mini cucumbers, and I think this might be regional because people are pretty horrified when I tell them this. I don't know if you mini, but sometimes I'll just cut them up and then I'll put a tiny bit of like pink sea salt on them, and that'll be that, and that's normal.
That's fine.
Same but tomatoes, everyone in Massachusetts does this. But you do apple cider vinegar. You put that on them.
You're making pickles.
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of though. But
my
it's
dear,
so
you
good.
Had pickles.
If you're microdosing pickles.
If you ever are craving like salt and vinegar chips,
eat pickles.
You don't have them, obviously.
Yeah, there. I was waiting for you to finish the part where you were like, if you're ever craving salt and vinegar chips, get them. Just eat
those instead. If you need a little bit of that in your day and you have cucumbers and apple cider vinegar in your house, it scratches the same part of my brain and it's delicious. Okay. But everyone's like, ew, you can't eat apples. Ew, what are you? Ew.
That sounds fine to me, Aaron. It doesn't sound like it's like, I think I've only ever used apple cider vinegar to like kill fruit flies, but it still sounds like something that you can do.
Hey.
You sound like a cartoon extra in Simpsons.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Bart stole my car. I don't know. Two thieves returned the new air conditioner to the church where they had taken it. Even after the church leaders publicly announced that the thieves could keep the air conditioner due to the severe heat, the wording of the forgiveness frightened the thieves so much that they felt they had to bring it back. What was the wording?
Something about because these are priests, right, from a church. It's like burning in hell or something like that. Like,
ooh, hot.
Yeah, it's like because they said that they said that they could keep it. Mm-hmm. But the thieves brought it back. So they said something about like,
you're burning, you won't burn.
You won't burn in hell for this or something like that.
Very, very close.
Yeah.
Do you want, I would give it to you because you're so close, but we just said the riddle. So let's buy a little more time.
Okay. So it's like keep the air conditioner because they said that they could keep it. So they said, keep the AC. We promise you won't burn in hell. Wink, wink, wink. Hell is hot.
Uh-huh.
But this AC's not. So have a summer.
This is a Saved by the Bell limerick.
Yeah, you won't burn in hell.
You're both pretty much dead on. The priests, their public announcement that the thieves could keep the air conditioner went as such. Please keep the air conditioner you stole from our church because it will be very hot where you are going.
Wow.
That's some passive aggressive shit that I think some priests would pull.
We're gonna see a scene. So, Aaron and Adel, you are two priests doing your like weekly public proclamation. So, anyone that has wronged you or the church or whatever, every week you just come out in front of the church and you have like this like, you know, kind of open airing of your grievances. So you are two priests doing that in front of a crowd.
All right, everybody, settle down.
Okay, everyone, settle down.
Relax.
Jim, sit down. Jim, yeah. Sit down, please. Okay, we have some announcements to make.
First things first, somebody farted in the 11 o'clock mass and it was terrible.
11 o'clock gas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, let me cross that off. That was the one thing I wanted to say on that.
Yeah, sorry. I know you thought you were going to get a big laugh on that. Are you okay?
No, but we have to move on. Okay.
Oh, 11 o'clock gays. I get it.
Dad, no.
No, I'm proud of you, my boy.
Thanks. Thank you. What else do we have here? Oh, if one of the signs in the parking lot says priests only, it means priests only.
Yeah. If you...
What are you doing?
Sorry.
Oh,
you are so half-heartedly agreeing with me.
I'm sorry. I thought the sign said Prius only. I'll move it. I'm so sorry.
Fuck, that's good. Get that guy out of here. Get that guy out of here.
Hey, Prius only.
Shit. Oh, no, the crowd's caught on. They love this guy.
That
was a problem you told me to
I know, I was trying to make a joke about it, and I forgot what joke I was going to make.
Okay, go to the
next. We are currently trying, we're still looking for donations to replace our organ in the church. No one's donated yet.
Yeah, we don't have any organ donors. I guess that's a pretty serious... Claire, I'm sorry about your heart. I'm sorry about your recent heart issue.
Claire passed away.
Oh, Claire's twin sister is here.
She passed away.
She passed gas away. Was that her farting earlier? She recently just died. Oh, I'm sorry. Can I ask something?
Yes.
Why was my compatriot here and I not asked to preside over the funeral?
They think a priest murdered her. So,
wow.
Yeah.
That's another grievance. We gotta be in charge of every funeral, even if we are on the suspect list.
Yes, and we would love if people stopped blaming us on all the town deaths.
Another thing, I can already hear the complaints from Aaron's mom that this scene is sacrilegious. We checked, actually, and it's not.
It's actually not.
It's okay to make fun of priests, and if they can't, if they don't have a sense of humor, then they're the problem.
Just so everyone's clear, I know I don't know that it's been explicitly said. These are both male priests, so we don't want to get a bunch of emails about how we had a woman play a priest.
Yeah,
we get it. They can't be priests,
they can't
and it's
do it.
Good that way, right?
That's for the best. Hey, Clark, do you mind if I launch into my type five?
Clark. Yeah, go for it.
Some other points of business here: rectory. Damn near Kildery.
Now the crowd starts to disperse.
Shuffle through notes. I don't know why I just didn't go
to the
very
next. I talked to God today, directly.
And what are you doing?
He said you should laugh at our jokes. And don't fart.
And now, communion. Body of Christ.
Thank you, Jesus.
No, you have to say yes, please.
Yes,
Body
please.
Of Christ.
Yes, please.
There you go. Body of Christ.
Yes, please.
Thank you, Jesus.
Body by Christ.
Yes, please.
What is going on down here?
Oh, Alan up on the roof. Hey. How's the
I'm day? Trying to sleep on the roof. Oh, if I was a Christian, I'd be coming down to Mass every Sunday.
If I were a Christian.
Religion
is weird.
Is Saturday.
What?
Everybody can have a different Sabbath as a treat. We all deserve a day of rest.
That's so nice. Should we do a voicemail?
What was that, Aaron?
Nothing. Nothing,
no.
Sir.
No, come to the front of the class. What did you say? What's
sir,
your
sorry.
Big announcement?
I brought my turtle to class and it died in my backpack.
Again?
I also think we should do a voicemail, maybe.
Well, well, well. Class, would we like a voicemail?
Yeah, this whole class stinks of dead turtles, so anything that we can do about that would be priority numero uno.
No, shut the windows. We're going to listen to a voicemail. Casey, Janitor Casey, whenever you're ready.
What if hypothetically this podcast got a new answering machine? And what if hypothetically you thought of some nice things to say? For Adam, Aaron, and JPC. So just
Hey, this is Danny. I've been listening to you guys since the first episode. You guys make Work Wednesdays worth having. So I was telling my friend about this podcast the other day, and he said, oh, you must be so smart for listening to riddles like all day. It must keep you sharp. I can come out of this doing like a pretty shitty Monkey Bones impression. But my question is,
same.
This guy is very cute and handsome. How do I convey myself as witty and cunning and all these seductive traits? Any input would be appreciated. Have a great one, guys.
Wow.
Bad news. You blew it. You should not have said you listened to our show. There's no coming back from that. We're so sorry, but you did blow it.
Yeah.
I do like, here's what I'll say about Danny's voicemail. One, Danny, thank you so much for leaving the voicemail. I do like that they said something about making Wednesdays relevant again or something. I think that should be our new slogan. I think it should be like, hey, Riddle Riddle, Wednesdays are back.
Wednesdays are back.
Wednesdays are back.
Wednesdays are semi-bearable again. Just kidding. Every day sucks.
Mission a Wednesday? Is that something? Big banner drops out says Mission a Wednesday?
We have literally never accomplished anything with the three of us. So I can't think of three people who deserve an accomplishment banner less than us.
George W. Bush.
Why?
Times three.
I disagree because I think Danny came to the right place because Danny is asking a question about...
Yes.
Seduction.
Yes.
And what are some seductive tactics that they can use on this, frankly, hunky sounding guy in their life?
Yes.
And I think that, I mean, we're all pretty good. Our track records speak for ourselves. We're all in relationships.
Yes.
Well, yeah, I'm absolutely dripping with sex appeal. That's my brand.
My track record is I ran a 400 in a minute 17.
Nice. Amen. Yeah. Wow, that's really fast.
Thank you. So, Danny, you want to seem more cunning and more appealing or something? Here's what I'll say.
They want to seduce.
Yeah, here's what I'll say. Never hurts to hold a candle anywhere you go. I think anytime I'm out and about and I see someone holding a candle, they are suddenly mysterious. They're suddenly
unless
seductive.
You have the features of a Victorian ghost like me, in which case it tips and it's bad.
Yeah.
So be careful.
Or if you have the angular bone face of an Ichabod Crane, then leave the candles at home because you're going to cast shadows everywhere. Mm-hmm. People are going to see the shape of your face, which is not ideal. But if you don't look like Ichabod Crane, carry a candle wherever you go. It can be one of those old-timey... Charles Dickens type candles with the metal handle. It can be almost like a, what do they call that? With when there's some sort of like a tragedy and you hold the candle and it has the little paper cardboard base.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever those are called.
Whatever those are called, sure.
You can just raw stick it where you're just holding a candle, letting the wax fall into your hand. And that's kind of hot to be like.
Danny, do not raw stick it.
Raw stick it, Danny. That's kind of hot to see someone, you're like, holy shit, they're just. The wax is just burning their hand and they're holding it. So that's kind of fucking sexy. What do you two think?
I think the candle idea is great.
No.
It's like it's dangerous, a sense of urgency.
Yeah.
We mentioned earlier on the podcast that when Mariah and I met, we were actually put on a business trip together. And that's kind of where our friendship sparked into something more. And I think that what you have to do, Danny, is you have to create that situation for yourself. Now, I've never said this before, but the only reason that Mariah and I were on that business trip to begin with is because I had been in my boss's office like the day before and I held a picture of his kids that he kept on the desk and I said, these are really nice kids. Mariah goes on the business trip with me or maybe we never see these kids again. And I really put the fear of God into him and I made it happen. I made it happen for myself. So you need to make it happen for you, Danny. So stage a kidnapping. That's a really great close quarters way for you to bond. Mm-hmm. Some sort of hostage situation, a kidnapping, maybe a bomb threat in your car.
JPC?
Be like, let's go into my car and listen to a CD. And then a bomb threat and you have to stay in there.
JPC, fuck. Can Aaron and I see you in our office, our shared office?
Yeah, sure. Sure, absolutely.
Hey, Aaron and I are worried that you are creating a whole line of John Wicks.
Is this fries and brisket and Lou in a photo? This is a really nice photo. It'd be a shame if I made these two photos kiss, huh?
Dogs
kissing
cats?
No, don't.
Dogs kissing cats?
No, that's unnatural.
It's so small in this office. It's so hot in here. Oh, I'm so claustrophobic. Everybody out. Everybody out. Everybody out.
It stinks like dead turtle in here.
Please,
Aaron, what do you think?
Danny,
what do you think
I've got some advice. Lie.
From New York. It's Saturday night.
So, Danny, you're going to go...
And then they're going to go, hey, what's wrong? And you go, man, I'm like embarrassed, but I made it to the final round of Jeopardy callbacks. And they said, I was too like hot to be on screen. Or they said, but like, just say that you made it to the final round of the smart person thing. And then they go like, oh my God, you're so smart. Or you just go like, oh man, all my, I won bar trivia too much. They won't let me go back. Or, National Geographic rejected my article. I write smart articles as my hobby to unwind, but they didn't want this one. See, this is something that's a lie. Danny, say lie. Lie. Just lie.
Aaron, this is reiterating the fact that you are maybe one of the worst liars I've ever met.
No, me? Why? Give me one example.
I think that there's probably something. So, you know, lie about a candle in a hussard situation and then use all of our advice.
Yeah. And Danny, keep us updated.
Yeah. Give us a call back, Danny.
We're dying to know how it went. Dresser, get out of here.
I'm sorry.
Dresser, do you have anything you would like to plug?
Yes. No, not her. Get her out of here. I was on Gossip Kings, the podcast. I think that should be coming out soon. It might be out this week. I had the best time. I got to record in person, and I'm a big fan of that show. And they are...
The best time? That sucks to hear.
They're so good. But they are as lovely and charming together in a room as I wished they would be. And I'm so grateful that I got to go on a show and talk about Gossip Girl for an hour and a half. It was really fun. So
with this podcast. Who are the hosts?
Carl Tart and Lamar Woods.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And they are, it's a TV review podcast. And so they're doing like a rewatch of Gossip Girl. Lamar had listened or watched it before, and Carl's seeing it with fresh eyes. And they go episode by episode, and it's a blast. Adel, anything to plug?
I do have something to plug, and I believe it's still relevant when this comes out in early October. I will be back in New York City, back at the Bell House even, for a live show with Hello for the Magic Tavern, Friday, October 14th. Come see myself, Matt Young, and Arnie Niekamp, playing Arnie Niekamp and Usador, respectively. And come see us. We're going to have a show with some fun guests and some surprises, and we'll be in costume. I mean, our characters will be in costume. Wink. Have to not break the wall.
And if you have to go. It takes Matt Young so long to get in that costume. It's so much work. Please don't make him do that for no one.
So people know what Aaron's talking about. If you've never seen a Magic Tavern live show before, Matt Young goes in a costume as Arnie, and then Arnie plays Usador. And they do that only for the live shows. And it takes Matt hours to get to that Arnie.
Hours. Pink polo. But we'll be at the Bell House. You can go to hellofromthemagictavern.com for tickets and information, or go to the Bell House website, and I'm excited to be back there. That space was so fucking cool, and I feel like the energy from the crowd in New York was unlike any live show energy we've had, so I'm very excited to be back.
I want to go. We'll be there.
Aaron, come. Come play Momo.
Too late.
It's too late.
I won't get any attention if I just go now.
You're clearly lying. JPC was right. It's very obvious when you're lying.
Speaking of the Bell House, if you missed our New York show, both our Bell House show and our DC show are going to be on our Patreon this weekend. So
nice.
So you can check those out this weekend. I, of course, am going to cede my plug time to read a 5-star review. If you'd like to get your review featured on a future episode of Hey Riddle Riddle, just go to Apple iTunes and leave us a 5-star review. This one comes from Janeway Captain. Janeway Captain says, "Very good. Listen to Neo Scum." So, Casey, don't love reading something like that on the show. Makes me think that you put them up to that, but I guess Captain Janeway, or Janeway Captain, I guess listen to Neo Scum.
And I actually had a new thing I wanted to do, and I'm going to read a 5 Guys review. So this is from Lauren G. This is from a 5 Guys. Where is this located? This is at 3315 Toohey Avenue in Lincolnwood, Illinois.
Wow.
Personally, I took this L personal. It had been quite a few years since my return to 5 Guys. I remember it being delectably delicious. Sadly, it wasn't as good as I remember. So that is our 5 Guys review for the week. Aaron.
And I'm going to read a 5 Below review, which is the show.
Absolutely love this store and the occasional rare anime goods or pop culture items that get brought in. Thank you. That's from Four Leaf Clover for five
below. Lucky. Mm-hmm. Aaron, do you know what happens to be the luckiest planet that also has a temperature of five below?
It's not Earth. It's Jupiter.
Bye forever.
Created by Adol Refai. Starring Aaron Keenan and John Patrick Cohen. Casey Tony did the editing. And Marty Parrish did the music. Logo created by Emily Cardamus and Emmeline Morris.
Hey there, New Yorks and DCs. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's a Patreon
double drop.
That's right. We're dropping two episodes, our New York City and our Washington, D.C. live show on the Patreon this weekend. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog by going to patreon.com/heyriddleriddle and joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. Plus, you get those ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.